This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. As many as 60 people are feared to have been killed in the Russian bombing of a village school in the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk, the regional governor said on Sunday. He claims Russian forces dropped a bomb on Saturday afternoon on the school where about 90 people were sheltering, causing a fire that engulfed the building. He wrote on Telegram, quote, 30 people were evacuated from the rubble, 7 of whom were injured. 60 people were likely to have died under the rubble of buildings. Reuters could not immediately verify the report. Ukraine and its Western allies have accused Russian forces of targeting civilians in the war, which Moscow denies. In the ruined southeastern port city of Mariupol, scores of civilians have been evacuated from a sprawling steel plant in a week-long operation brokered by the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an address late on Saturday, more than 300 civilians had been rescued from the Azovstal steelworks, and authorities would now focus on trying to evacuate the wounded and medics. The Azovstal steel plant is the last holdout for Ukrainian forces in a city largely now controlled by Russia, and many civilians have also taken refuge in its underground shelters. It's become a symbol of resistance to the Russian effort to capture swaths of eastern and southern Ukraine. Russian-backed separatists said on Sunday civilians evacuated to the plant arrived to an area they control, but also added those who wished to go to areas controlled by Ukraine were handed over to UN and ICRC representatives. This is VOA News. Beijing loyalist John Lee has been elected as Hong Kong's new leader, raising concerns over the future of the pro-democracy movement. AP correspondent Naomi Shane reports.
Lee was the only candidate running for election and won with over 99% of the vote by a largely pro-Beijing committee carefully selected by the Chinese government. This comes after major changes were made to Hong Kong's electoral laws last year to ensure that only patriots loyal to Beijing can hold office. He says,
"We must further strengthen Hong Kong's role as the gateway and the bridge between the world and our country."
But critics are worried that Lee's new role will only further tighten Beijing's grip on Hong Kong. As security chief, he oversaw the crackdown on much of the pro-democracy protests in 2019 and is a big supporter of the new national security laws imposed on Hong Kong. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Israeli security services on Sunday arrested two Palestinians suspected of axing to death three Israelis after a more than two-day manhunt, the latest in a spate of deadly attacks. The security services, who previously identified the suspects as a 19 and 20-year-old pair, said they were spotted near a quarry just outside the central town of Elad, where the axe attack took place on Thursday. The deadly attack there, populated by mainly ultra-Orthodox Jews, was the sixth in which Israelis have been targeted since March 22nd. Witnesses said two assailants leapt from a car swinging axes at passersbys, leaving three dead and four wounded, before fleeing in the same vehicle. The manhunt included, quote, intelligence and special forces units from the police, domestic security agency, and the army, along with helicopters and drones, the security forces said. Hundreds of Tunisians demonstrated Sunday in a show of support for President Kais Saied and a series of extraordinary measures he took since last July that critics have slammed as a coup. The rallies come as Saied faces mounting criticism over his July 2021 power grab, in which he sacked the government and suspended parliament before moving on to rule by decree. Recapping our top story, as many as 60 people are feared to have been killed in the Russian bombing of a village school in the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk, the regional governor said on Sunday. He said Russian forces dropped a bomb on Saturday afternoon on the school where about 90 people were sheltering, causing a fire that engulfed the building. Ukraine and its Western allies have accused Russian forces of targeting civilians in the war, which Moscow denies. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.